Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones? Creating a higher vibration of living. When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. It's Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. I can't believe that we're in the month of February already. I'm taping this Saturday night, so I really don't know if the groundhog saw his shadow. So let's hope not, because we don't need any more winter. It's time for the flowers to come up, the tulips to bloom, and spring. Well, we're finally in the year of 2025, the year of the wood snake. What do you need to know about the wood snake? What will change this year? Where is your empowerment? What do you need to watch out for? This is a line of demarcation regarding the past 5 to 6 years. You could have a feeling that you're crossing a threshold, a feeling that you finally understand the world that you're living in, a feeling of advancing, a feeling of not being a novice, a certain strength and knowing. The snake is one of the oldest creatures on the planet. They were on the earth during the dinosaur era and are one of the few, along with the cockroach, that have remained there throughout several eras of extinction. One of the energies emanating from the snake is the opportunity for wisdom, for knowing the law, especially spiritual law, and for knowing the ropes. This is a very difficult year for being in places that you don't know or aren't familiar with. This isn't bad or negative, but difficult to be in any way unaware of the area you're in or that you're out of your depth. One of the main things for the snake people is to understand the area, the world that you are in. It's not a good year to be confused or unwise. 2024 was a more forgiving annual energy to just kind of go where you want to go and do what you want to do. With Jupiter in Gemini, this air energy clashes with the snake. But luckily, Jupiter moves into Cancer in July, and that will feel more natural for you. Cancer has the mothering feeling, comfort, and all-knowing, where Gemini is useful, masculine, and fast-moving. The first part of 2025 could be a very non-thinking, impulsive time. With the Mercury-Jupiter opposition that we had as we ended 2024, the first part of 2025, we will begin to work on our focus mark, issues dealing with lack of focus, aviation, the border, natural resources like water, and the reason for large, dangerous fires will come up. 2025 will be a wonderful year to correct our focus deficit, our attention deficit. We have to begin to take a different approach. This time we'll really focus on the lower brain, what some call the reptilian part, the ancient part of the brain that developed thousands of years ago. This deals with natural instincts, hunger, thirst, reproduction. All of this is now very front and center. In our modern world, where we have this very complex upper brain, the main part of the snake ear is understanding the language behind your impulses. Not just understanding that we all have certain impulses, like thirst and hunger, that we need to quench. But exactly what are these impulses saying? Like the impulse to quit your job or the impulse to spend a lot of money. If we could step out of these impulses themselves and see the energy, see the flow, see the change in energetic currency that they cause, we might be able to extract a meaning that would be more helpful than the action itself. We need to understand in the snake year that all these impulses don't need to be acted upon, nor do they need to be repressed or invalidated. We are walking a tightrope during this snake year. The snake looks like a rope, so there's a feeling that a rope is the structure of the year, a linear year. This should not be a year where things are complicated. No twists, no turns, no side project, or being all over the place. Been there, done that over these past few years. We need to understand focus. Linear trajectory. That will only come when we have healthy brain chemistry and we understand the inner language, the desire or root cause of the impulses that we're having. One of the best things we can do is come to 2025 with a list of our desires, our wants. This will be different for everyone. The want to own a home, the want to have more independent income, the want to have a brand new car, the want to have all your bills paid. These are all materialistic wants, but they need to be known. The root cause needs to be addressed. Also, the want for some kind of a relationship security, like marriage and having children. This will be very prevalent in the snake year. All of those surrounding conversations about making that possible, like housing, jobs, income, area of where to live, all of this is becoming obvious and in focus in 2025 and will transfer from the lower brain to the upper brain during this year's cycle in a more tangible way, but only if we don't lose our mind in a lot of addictive escape mechanisms. The snake also has rulership over escapism, which is complicated by Neptune at the crisis degree of Pisces, 29 degrees. We also have Saturn and the North Node in Pisces. Snakes have the ability to put their prey in transits. So if you're in some kind of a trance, perhaps there is some type of a predator afoot, meaning that scrolling through a short form of TikTok all day, you could be losing your energy or be emotionally victimized to it. This is a form of media addiction. There are drug addictions or anything that steals your consciousness. This can be a worry in a snake year. There are other things that connect to that. Rehab centers, hospitals, jails, prisons, institutions like colleges and learning centers have a very strong 12th house energy. Also, the media system. Companies, apps, and people profit from momentum on the computer. There are prison industrial complexes doing something illegal, connecting to the dark web and more. It's time to really be on the up and up and maybe off the radar, especially if you feel uncomfortable. Even if you're not doing anything wrong, it is not time for paranoia. Many, many people are not on social media, and they feel pretty good about that. Perhaps don't drive on the roads unnecessarily. You could be pulled over, even for not doing anything wrong. It's an aggressive time for any type of enforcement capacity. We're going into Aries energy in April. That's very aggressive. It also feels that the ego is very strong in both the legal, judicial, and health field. There may be a very strong need for authorities in these areas to see people as a reinforcement mechanism for their own authority, to stroke the ego rather than to be helpful to these people. Abuse of authority can also be rampant, but it improves after a snake year because many people can lose their position after being so unnecessarily aggressive. And then there's ethics. This is an interesting thing about snakes, because while there's abuse of authority, and we all know that there certainly has been, there is also a very strong enforcement for this as well. So the hierarchy is creating crazy within itself. A person abuses authority and is very quickly taken up on ethics charges. Licenses could be suspended easily now because they got too aggressive too soon and too egotistical within the authority that they already have. This has already been happening. Also, Pluto just entered Aquarius, and the poles of power are changing. We have a new president who is exposing a lot of abuse of power. That already has been in the news. It's recommended for you not to engage or talk back to power centers at this time. Know or pick your fight. It's all likely to be very chaotic for a while. Lay low for this year if possible. There's a need for sobriety, to have a clear head, especially when you're out and about. Confusion is very strong this year. Trances, forgetfulness, sleepiness, grogginess, anything that disrupts clear, concise consciousness needs to be left behind because you could lose so much. Saturn in Pisces causes leaks in finances, in time, and one can be hemorrhaging during the snake year, or it can be all patched up, depending on which vibration you choose. We are all at a quantum crossroads here between trance, loss of time, and energy with precision of mind, consciousness, and gain, or stopping the loss, so that we as a collective can get back on track. We'll take a break for the cosmic tip, and I will be back with some very positive things about 2025. See you in a little bit. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of February 3rd through February 9th, 2025. The new moon in Aquarius begins the lunar year of the wood snake. In metaphysics, snake energy is associated with a transmutation and healing. It represents the need to shed the skin of who you have been in order to step into a higher form of your spirit, to be refreshed and begin anew. The new moon makes a harmonious trine relationship to expansive and lucky Jupiter. Take a risk on creating a higher vision for your life and open your belief system to larger possibilities. Think big, because this is a good time to create the impossible. The Sabian symbol for the degree of this new moon is a man who had for a time become the embodiment of a popular ideal is made to realize that as a person he is not this ideal. This suggests that the ideas and images of what people in your life project onto you do not mean that that's who you are. It's much like the adoration of a movie star or a sports figure. That's not who they really are. They're showing a talent, but it doesn't mean that's who they really are. You're enamored by what they can do or by what they have presented to the world, but you don't really know the person and the soul. It's time to remember who you are beyond the physical body and allow your connection to your higher self to manifest in great ways in your life. That's part of what's happening during this month of February 2025. Aquarius urges you to create win-win environments and to work with each other to serve the higher group consciousness, the collective, regardless of differences such as political views, religion, race, financial abundance, etc. The idea of planet Mercury and transforming Pluto are also aligned in Aquarius at this new moon. open to new ideas and communicate high ideals, but avoid my way or the highway attitudes. On a softer level, relationship planet Venus is aligned with spiritual Neptune to bring a higher vibration as well as compassion and forgiveness to all types of relationships. Both planets are aligned with the spiritual Dharma North Node that recently has moved into Pisces. This month begins with a stunning conjunction that will illuminate the night sky. Astrologically, Venus takes center stage for the next 3 months. In 2025, Venus reached its greatest point to the east on January 10th, appearing farthest from the sun in the evening sky. Yesterday, February 1st, Venus conjunct the moon. While this is visible in the night sky, Venus will also align with Neptune and Saturn, a conjunction that won't be visible but holds an immense significance. This alignment symbolizes promising developments as Venus governs love, relationships, beauty, art, and wealth. As February opens, Venus and Neptune are exact conjunct in Pisces, close to the lunar node. With the Moon and Saturn also in Pisces, in a loose trine to retrograde Mars in Cancer, some may feel somewhat lost and fragile. Others may feel their hearts overflowing with longing. However, the refined time quality also invites us to be creative, especially tomorrow, February 3rd, when Mercury in Aquarius trines Jupiter in Gemini. It is a good time to formulate new ideas, make up new stories to write about, or try something completely unfamiliar. During this time, relationships may thrive, creativity can flourish, and prosperity will abound globally. We're on our way up, folks. It has been a very bumpy ride. Expect to see beautiful art, music, and films that touch the hearts and souls of many. Neptune, associated with film and media, and Saturn, which magnifies energy, will amplify these themes even further. February also features two planets turning direct, Jupiter on February 4th and Mars on February 23rd. The direct motion of these planets signify progress. Jupiter in Gemini can be linked to the stock market and financial growth. It suggests global economic gains and growth across industries. Business initiatives are likely to flourish with new opportunities for economic advancing. Jupiter is in the point of expansion and helping us to recover what was lost. While the U.S. experiences notable progress, shimmering tensions remain in the background. President Trump may need to remain cautious during this period, even though the physical energy may be love. Monday is a perfect day for mental work, problem solving, and brainstorming. You may have an awakening moment that could leave your peers awestruck, so don't be shy when it comes to sharing your ideas. On Tuesday, February 4th, Venus enters Aries. Retrograde Mars in Cancer squares Chiron in Aries. This square will last unusually long because Mars is moving very slowly as it begins to return to the direct motion at the end of the month. The typical Aries theme of awakening, decisiveness, and willingness to fight are now in stark contrast to the somewhat hesitant and defensive Mars in Cancer. It may be difficult to agree on anything, as people will tend to cling to their own ideas and viewpoint. Mars in Cancer also indicates moodiness and a lack of self-control. Resolve any possible arguments carefully and avoid concealing your insecurities and feelings of being overwhelmed. Narcissistic flights, repressed emotions, and fears can cause intractable conflicts during this time, which can usually only be resolved by recognizing and dealing with the underlying psychological injuries injuries, or flights. It's a good time to look at the parts of ourselves that we have devalued. Also on Tuesday, Jupiter ends its retrograde. It brings a fresh breeze into the communication channels and enables a lively exchange with others. This sense of ease gains support when the Sun in Aquarius conjoins Mercury on Sunday, February 9th. Mercury is already in loose tension with Uranus. The square of Mercury and Uranus will be exact on Monday, February 10th, and that of the Sun and Uranus on the 11th. During this time, you can expect surprising news and sudden events that may also make it necessary to adjust previous rules of the game. As a matter of fact, this news could change your game plan completely. It's all good. The rest of the week is much more upbeat and positive. Wednesday is a great day for exercise and physical labor. Singles could find their soulmate on Thursday or Friday. Play the lottery because an air of luck and destiny pervades the air on both days. Saturday is a schmoozy, lazy day. Beware of deceptive romantic partners who could lead you into the briar patch. They could gaslight you or not be completely truthful. It can also be a time when you have to deal with addictions, so best to stay away from bars, casinos, and other tricky places. Sunday is bursting with ambitious, industrious vibrations. It's the perfect time to tackle any chores that have been piling up, perhaps from the beginning of the year. During this time, relationships may thrive, creativity will flourish, and prosperity will abound globally. February will be a very fast-moving month. Also, it's a love month, it's heart month, and it holds the romance of Valentine's Day. So enjoy the month and bring all your near and dear closer to your heart. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book a reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Also, the Stargazing Report is posted on my website the day after this show, just in case you want to read it for notes and memory. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hello, it's Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our weekly cosmic tip. There's a lot of positive energy held in 2025, as well as a mission for all you light workers. Let me see if I can explain. One positive energy is the ability to shed skin, to remove things, to get out or leave behind things that are outworn, finished, not right for us, along with the ability to restart and regrow, reform into a new external life experience. That's what we call a miracle, the power of life, a physical transformation, the power of the universe, the power of God. When we are able to leave something that is old, outworn, and restart to create anew during one lifetime, that is a power, and the possibility is present in 2025. I will definitely tell you that this ability has a long line of clear-headed, clear-thinking people on the higher, brighter side of the crossroads, not on the drained-out, confused side of the crossroads. Another thing we will deal with in a snake year is poison. The toxic environment. The positivity of the year is the ability to shed those environments. This year is likely that some people will move, very likely for some people to change jobs or industries. Now, there's an internal feeling to all of this at the same time. It may not happen physically just yet, because two people at the mindset level, changes are happening to acclimate or orient people to move in next year's cycle, 2026, but to plan it this year. Another thing coming up is the archetype fear, an instinct feeling. With snakes, there's an instinctive fear. Many people fear snakes, saying that people will have to face their fears in 2025. That which we instinctively fear is coming up in the energy, so we might have to make some changes with what's surrounding us. We might have to get serious and ask ourselves, am I really in a state of danger or not? Will my bald tires last another week or so? Do I need to buy a new air conditioner? Is my heating system okay, or do I need to upgrade? Will my relationship or partner get some help with their anger? Is my child very ill, or is it just a bad cold? This is why we need to have a clear consciousness. If we're in a trance or confused, there's no sense in even having this dialogue. We could be thinking, fear has kept me in an industry I don't want to be in anymore. Fear has me not playing my instrumental music to relax and enjoy. Why is that? What are these instincts that are generating fear? I have an interest in something, but won't begin to learn about it or study because of fear. That is called cross-up instinct. I want to try a new sport, but I'm afraid to. Sometimes we think about a high-risk, high-rewards effort and also a need for risk management as well. There's a crossroads here. Sometimes it's a good thing and sometimes it's a bad thing. It depends a lot on the surrounding factors. We have to be conscious enough to work out all of the details. 2025 is a very strong, logical year. Also, there's a sense of good and evil, reassessment along those lines, knowing sometimes that designations of good and evil can be questionable. Someone else says, that's good, that's bad. But what is the truth behind it? Also, there's a lot of synchronicities this year, a lot of psychic activity. It will be very strong on the surface level. Your unconscious can come up to the surface. There will be opportunities to make decisions based on some signs coming up for you. An instinctive feeling, a dream, a thought. Strong psychic awareness will surface this year everywhere. Also, reservoir. How do we store water? How do we save money? How do we save energy, both electrical and physical? How do we cut back on waste? The life force energy will be a make it or break it type of energy as well. Security, encryption, contract. All of this creates a canister of energy to build on. This will be very important in 2025. It's not an output year, but a conserving input year. 2022 and 2024 were high output years. Lots of spending, lots of energy put outside the body. In 2025, we will need to restructure that. We will move away from so much externalization and go within. This is the number 9 year. We have several planets in the last degree of their last sign. That's called anorectic, which brings ending, closure, shutting down, goodbyes, to shed the skin or release it, or to release any type of long-running cycle takes time. It took me 4 years to break away from an unhealthy marriage. Doing this creates a vulnerable state, the need to heal, and that requires some safety and security. Quite a few people, especially if you've been having burnout, illness, emotional issues, or a need to come back to center, need a lot of rest. Allow yourself to rest at this time. Keep issues minute and small, minimal and light. No heavy issues, no serious upsets. Watch your blood pressure and stay away from anything that could raise it. If there are people who carry heavy baggage or who hurt and upset you, stay away from them. Cut them off for a while. You cannot give out too much if you're in a vulnerable place. Also, it's not a good time to change anything too drastically right now, because of what I said at the beginning, the need to have familiarity, to have your sea legs. There's a small conflict here, and the need for familiarity, but also the need to shed. This can be alchemy, fate. Both of these things happening at once will manifest new situations. I sense that some situations may manifest in 2026 when Saturn and Neptune both move into Aries. Perhaps you can see all this beginning to manifest for you already. Next are the hidden areas, hidden people, things that go off the grid or out of view, what you don't see coming. So much is happening out of sight. Many things are not visible here. There are many things off the radar or out of view. These can be wonderful things. People can discover new things, like hidden treasures, hidden cures, hidden areas, remote vacation areas, hole-in-the-wall restaurants, hidden understanding, esoteric healing or downloading understanding. They can stumble across a hidden business, a high-quality area. This is powerful, where you can gain a lot of your energy back. Health centers and health retreats will be in demand. Restaurants that actually serve very healthy food, but that nobody really knows about. At least it isn't popular with your crowd. A niche. There's a safety to it, because it's not smack in the middle of everything. You may discover that quality can be fleeting in 2025. Also, the most qualified, capable, and dependable people are not out there in the middle. I have found that to be true where I live. In 2025, you will have to look for quality in order to find the best massage therapist. I'm going to have to do a bit of searching. Not the ones who come up first on my Google search. Buying houses, like the name of the first real estate company or builder that you see on the web, front-facing markets can be problematic at this time. Anything mass, like fast food restaurants or restaurants that everybody goes to, Olive Garden, Applebee's, houses on the market for everyone to see. Mass-produced. This can bring in a high point of frustration because it seems like you have to know someone or do a lot of zigzagging. So take your time and bother to look around, especially with any high-ticket items. Do not make any moving or purchase decisions too quickly. I found that out about companies as well. General Electric is usually pretty respected, but I found out that they make their products out of the country, and I know that KitchenAid is a better product. Yes, it may be more expensive, but it's not going to break down in 3 years, and it's not programmed to fall apart after a little bit of usage. This is what I mean about don't make your purchase decisions too quickly. Do the research. There's a very strong ancestral energy right now. We all have the opportunity to lift up our ancestors and generational souls. The snake is an ancient animal, enabling its energy to help us raise up any lost soul, ancestors, as well as to break any and all blockages and curses that our timeline previously placed on us. This is very important for you to understand and absorb. The snake is the snake for eons, and it will never be anything else, but it can shed its own skin and change within its own form. It can also be harmless or deadly. You all understand transformation. Well, the snake can transform itself physically, but will never go any higher. It can't grow arms and legs, but it can shed its skin, and it will never walk or fly. The snake crawls on the ground, and 2025 is a grounding year. People can change the area they're in. but their unrealistic daydreaming could become another trans confusion, like thinking you're going to marry Elvis or become very rich very fast. This can take you down the path of loss and on a downward spiral. I once knew a very handsome male friend who refused to work but did very well using credit cards, which he never paid. His reasoning was there was going to be a new world where money didn't matter, so why should he worry? He eventually became homeless because we all have responsibility as well as accountability. Got to be realistic. We've got to be precise. And often it's good to preserve what we've gained. We don't want to shed all of the progress that we've made. Things that are created for the masses, mass population, communities, state, areas, country, could be less loving at this time. People are very firm. There are hardline politics going on. Things can feel very separate from you and also very cruel and unkind. It may not be designed or intended to be that way, but it can feel that way. From a political level, it is what it is, coming from that side of the spectrum. It's not my job to make you feel good. It's my job to make choices. During the snake year, it's not about kindness or love or connection. It's about power. Power is power. But power can be a quiet thing and always goes through different forms. Power can shed skin and transform. 2025 is an uncovering or shedding year. We will get to see what power is. What others have done behind the scenes. Gravity is power, and it does what it does. There's a reason and a purpose, even if it's hidden. There's a kind of a subset, a consequence, a chain reaction, an event, an outcome, like when decisions are made about our exit from Afghanistan. It is not concerned with whether people approve or not, whether they like it or not, whether they understand it or not. That's the negative of this year. There's a lot of healing possibilities when these events occur. A realization, an awareness. Perhaps in the future, people can come together and make different decisions, find some kind of greater inspiration, and form something that's within the layers of feelings, instead of action and unhealthy outcomes. We have feelings, and then we have outcomes. Just because we feel pain does not mean the pain will go away. We can start to change. I feel my pain because I feel sick, so I need to change. Perhaps my diet, perhaps my exercise activity, perhaps my medication. That may not remove the diagnosis, or take away the cause. However, in the future, it can, as we learn more about this matter. Right now, it's just all coexisting together. In 2025, we realize that things have been off for a long time. We have to rebalance. We have to make changes to make things better. At the same time, that doesn't mean anything to the chain of events. And leaves this chaotic feeling. You can see and understand why people have these addictions, these escape tendencies. It's preferable. It's better than what's happening around them. However, it feeds this unconscious power structure that is operating right now. The main thing here is to realize and remember that this is not going to last forever. The question is, can we shed some of these mindsets and merge the layers of feelings and positive development with action? Can we solve this at a quantum level? Can we merge these layers? That leads us to the collective consciousness, precise embodiment that can patch up some of the leaks that we've been talking about here. For this reason, it's a very important time to have a baseline. Legalistic framework, secured housing, secured transportation, secured income. At this time, there's a bit of a coldness, a cold-blooded feeling. like the snake, but is not something to be afraid of. People who are kinder will be more visible. Everybody is cold. They have such a sterile feeling. They have been disappointed. They have been lied to. They feel like they've been betrayed. However, you light workers who are standing in your love will really stand out. It becomes easy for others to join you and come together in a peaceful place. You are the new teachers, the new security, because of the sterility. Now, don't be discouraged. The collective is in an energy of shock, mistrust, coldness, sterility, escapism, and they all need to begin to heal. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I will be back after the break, and I will give you a timeline of when these events will occur. See you in a bit.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back. And that was Elaine Silver with Standing in the Possibility. So now we're going to talk about the timelines of 2025. The first timeline I have here is February through July 2025. This is phase one of the snake year. Out with the old and in with the new. You shed off immediately. There's a lightning strike, an immediate resolution. Along with this will be some very difficult things. I'm not kidding when I tell you that this shedding of the skin is so good. A 10 to 15 year cycle we have just lived through is being shed off, and we will have much better and healthier circumstances. We really will, and very quickly. Something has been in disrepair for a long time, has been structured improperly for a long time, and there has been a drain on your time, money, and energy, or a strong feeling of liability with someone or something, and all that can be transformed. Don't underestimate the transformation that can happen within the form of your life, within the form. Within your body. That's key here. 2025 is not about fairy tales. Transformation is about polishing what you already have. There is a wide margin here. So many people have so much deterioration within their actual form. Any illness that you have had can totally heal at this time. because it's in the form that is already you. It is also important that you not look at something unrealistic. You may have an endocrine problem and your house is run down. Both of those are within a very positive margin. What not to expect is a $10 million house and that crazy marriage. That's way out there. But within your sphere, things can get much better. That can happen around April, once Mercury comes out of its retrograde. April is a huge month this year. It can be so gratifying, and you will know if you're moving along in the right track at that time. Also, you will be in tune with your physical body and see that the little things aren't a problem anymore. You can face the larger lens opening up for you. It's such a good feeling. Number two is July through October of 2025. This is where we get the first dose of Neptune and Saturn in Aries. This will give us a view, our next paradigm, and will be a sabbatical time for some of you. You can come out of a darker place and see the vista in front of you. What joy! You can see it in its totality. You can see for miles. The expansion is huge. The possibilities are huge. The openness is huge. You're coming out of the density, out of that briar patch, and seeing a lot. You will be able to plan a lot better and get a taste of what is coming next, what Saturn and Neptune in Aries have in store for you in 2026. It will be a lot. It's like a pilot flying a plane. You can see beyond the horizon and your senses. Your intuition and psychic sensitivity will show you where some disruptions are coming in 2026. Our health can affect our long-term choices as well as our indebtedness, our time management, our organization. All of that is important in 2025. So we can see and plan from a larger point of view. Number three is November through January 2025. That's the final time for this snake energy. Next year, we will embrace the horse. This is a time when Saturn and Neptune will retrograde back into Pisces. This will bring in major conclusions. Major! Because it will conclude an era from 2011 to 2025. That chapter will conclude. This will be in Scorpio season through Capricorn season, and sandwiched between them is Sagittarius and the beginning of Aquarius. It will be a very strong celebration for people. We are finally past those hardships and difficulties. People will be happy they are human and have the chance to try again, to move into a different space, because permanence was not present in their life before. If you're now feeling a sense of loss, stripping down, reducing, and throwing out, try to see it as an opportunity for something else to come along, fill that empty space, and flourish. It is not a negative experience, but making way for something better. As snake year ends, because things felt sterile, inhuman, or cold-blooded, we will all feel a new, stronger feeling of warmness, which will feel very nice. It's an important challenge to keep love in your heart and in your life this year, because it may not come naturally. There may be a transient time when you will feel the reptilian vibe of coldness and sterility, but that will only be transient. What can be permanent is if someone is mean-spirited, cold, and inhuman on a deep level, then that can be permanent. It will be a time for less power plays, having more introversion. Allegiances will become very clear. What side people are on. Snake has very poor eye vision, So during this year, your vision may not be that good, but based on what we can intuit and see for the long term, we will come out of this year with a really incredible field of vision. Mistakes can be made when you have less buying power, less vision, a time of adversity. Better to be observant and reserved. Keep your emotions in check within yourself. We will become aware of a lot of mental illness in 2025. So be very careful with your communications, especially with strangers. 2025 is a good year for any type of health care. The caregivers will be very busy. There is so much energetic healing available this year. You can shed old mindsets, dependency. The positive thing is to stay clear, get lighter, get more mobile, and become more adaptable. With Neptune and Saturn finally moving into Aries in 2026, all of us will be living very different lives. There will be a need to adapt. There will be a need to know that things can get better. It always can get better. So do not allow yourself to get attached to negative cycles. Hence, the need to shed that skin. Trust in your inner knowledge. Be the observer. Minimize, release, heal any negative or inhumane tendencies. Release destructive relationships as well as self-destructive behavior. This is so doable. It's within your control, within your own form. This is not sad, but it's strengthening your character, acting in positive ways that will free you to adapt, accept, and be grateful for the beautiful, positive life that opens up to you in 2026. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of the show. We will have our music and our meditation, and we will end with Richard taking us out into Never Never Land. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart. as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry. Out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up, come back down to the heart, and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath, send out the light. You're being lifted up again, breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend. When you drop down, breathe in, feel yourself lifted up, feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.